When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Awesomes, before we get to this year's gift guide, I am so excited to tell you that this year we have the opportunity to bring a little holiday cheer and help teachers in need by supporting the GiftAteacher.org program with our year-end charitable gifts. School supplies from the start of the year have run out in thousands of schools across the country, and teachers won't have what they need when they return from winter break. Contributions to Gift a Teacher provide the essential supplies that they need, and thousands of teachers in communities near you could use a gift right now. Join us in supporting Gift a Teacher on Giving Tuesday and through the end of the year. I have more information about it later in this episode. Hey everyone, I'm Meg Teets, and this is Sorta Awesome. Welcome back, Awesomes. You are listening to the show that is all about helping you be smart, strong, and social. We are in your earbuds every single week with all the awesome that you need to know. And you can find us on Instagram at Sorta Awesome Show or over on Facebook in our Sorta Awesome Hangout group. This is episode 222 of Sorta Awesome. So cue the sleigh bells, pour yourself a cup of hot chocolate. It is time for our annual Sort of Awesome gift guide. In just a few minutes, Kelly and Rebecca and I are going to share a really fun gift guide that you, the Awesomes, helped us to build for holiday season 2019. But just a quick programming note for you, as is our yearly tradition, we will not have a new episode this Friday after Thanksgiving. That's why you're hearing us on Monday instead of Friday this week. Also, lots of you are headed out to really start in on that holiday shopping. But if you are staying home to do your shopping, we would love for you to remember that you can support Sorta Awesome in a way that is so easy and it does not cost you a penny beyond what you are already spending your shopping on. And that is by shopping Amazon through our affiliate link. You can do that when you go to sortaawesomeshow.com/Amazon. That's going to take you right to Amazon's homepage. Any purchase you make there, well, we earn a little commission from Amazon for the things that you buy. It's a great way to support the work that we do here at Sorta Awesome. So again, when you are headed to Amazon to do your holiday shopping this year, just remember to go to sortaawesomeshow.com/Amazon. All right, this is episode 222. I am joined this week by my two dear and wonderful and awesome co-hosts. First, the always jolly Kelly Gordon. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Hey, Awesomes.
And the always festive Rebecca Hoffer. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Well, you guys, we are doing something a little different with the gift guide this year. We have put out gift guides really for the past few years running. We would always do our best to serve up our gift recommendations for you all, and we've covered a variety of categories through the years. I'm actually going to put a link in the show notes to all of our past gift guides. That way, if you're a new awesome or if you just want to go back and revisit some of our past recommendations, those will be super easy for you to find. But I'm going to just tell you a little confession. I think Kelly and Rebecca will be okay with me confessing this to the awesomes. The three of us friends right here, we are your go-to friends for lots of things in life, for recipes, for party ideas, parenting stuff. But you guys, we're not your go-to friends for gifts, really. We're not really the gift-giving gurus that you need in your life, but we know who is. You know, this year we've talked a lot about learning your strengths and really leaning into your strengths. We know gift-giving, planning gifts, seeking out the perfect gift for everybody. It's not really a big strength for the three of us, but we know it is for lots of you who are awesomes out there listening right now. In fact, tons and tons and tons of threads in our Hangout group through the years have showed us this over and over. You guys have the best gift recommendations. So This year, we are giving you all the gift guide that is built by the Awesomes for the Awesomes. We ran a poll in our Superstars Facebook group. Remember, our Superstars are our supporters over on Patreon. And we asked what categories you guys want to hear covered this year. So in this gift guide, you're going to hear us talk about gifts for the men in our lives. We're going to talk about gifts to take to those crazy holiday party gift exchanges. Depending on where you live, they might be called different things. Lots of people call them white elephant gift exchanges. Sometimes they're called like a dirty Santa exchange. Basically, your gift exchange, what do you take to that? I never know, but we are going to cover that this year on the gift guide. We're going to talk about what to get for the people in your life who basically have everything and they're so super hard to shop for. And then we're going to give you a ton of ideas for stocking stuffers. We have so much. You guys showed up in full force. We asked in the Hangout group for suggestions for this gift guide. Kelly and Rebecca, I mean, were you as overwhelmed and amazed as I was as you were reading through those threads in the Hangout group?
I was so delighted. I was reading through these with my jaw just like on the floor. Like, these Awesomes are amazing. Such good ideas.
Right. And I feel like we have already shared our best ideas. So that's really what you're saying. We can be your go-to girls for like 1 year or 2 years.
Yes.
And so if you really want to hear our best ideas, go back and listen to some past gift guides, because you guys, they would still apply.
Yeah.
When we say, hey, here are the best gifts that we've gotten for our kids, that sort of a thing. But it's like we've tapped out. And so it was so wonderful to say, here's our white flag, and have the Awesomes come in with like a tidal wave of amazing gift ideas. So I felt so relieved, because sometimes it's just hard. You're like, I don't know. And so to hear all of you guys share your wonderful things, it's just been beyond amazing.
I mean, seriously, a tidal wave of gifts is really what you showed up with. So we went through and collected some of our favorites from your suggestions. And that's what we're going to be giving you this year. Now, remember, we always put together like a clickable gift guide in the show notes. You can also find that on the website so that you don't have to try to jot things down as you're listening. Please don't. That sounds dangerous. Just remember, we've got it covered for you in the show notes. So don't feel like you need to write anything down. But we have so much ground to cover that we're just actually going to go ahead and get started right now. So Rebecca, tell us what gift category you had to cover for us this year.
Yes. So I am covering white elephant gifts and gift exchanges, those types of things.
Okay.
So first of all, I have it broken down into two categories. First, we want to talk about some nice gifts. So when the type of gift that the person who ends up with your gift, they actually really do want it. They're excited to have it. And then we'll get into the naughty gifts.
Okay. So a little naughty, a little nice for this
one. Yes, exactly. Okay, so my first nice gift that I am suggesting from the Awesomes, I saw a lot of consumables. I think that's a really safe way to go. Something that people can use up and it's not clutter to sit around their house if they don't actually really love it. So Kimberly suggested a hot fudge sundae kit. You get 4 sundae glasses, 4 long spoons, jars of fudge and caramel, whipped cream, sprinkles, cherries, nuts, all packed together in a fun bag, and then they just add the ice cream. I think that's so fun. Kristen suggested, she said 1 year they brought 2 live lobsters, a bag of steamers, claw crackers, and butter in a cooler. Now,
whoa!
If I got this, I think I would be so overwhelmed if I was coming home with live lobsters.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun though.
Yeah, I love the idea. Emily suggested gift cards to a movie theater, but then wrapped up with a big box of candy that you can buy from the Dollar Tree for super cheap. And many people said that their go-to gifts for a gift exchange are lottery scratch-off tickets, and that people just go crazy for them and really love them.
Yep.
Also, Claire suggested a Chrissy Teigen 7-inch go-to serrated knife. So I thought this was brilliant. It's a $15 knife that you can find at Target. And I don't know if it's just me, but my knife collection is really ridiculous. It's like super old. They were all wedding gifts. You know, they need to be updated. They're not great anymore. And so I love the suggestion from Claire to just invest in like a really nice knife. And you can buy one really nice knife for not that much, and it would be a great gift for an exchange.
Totally.
Marianne suggested shower notes, which are brilliant. A little bit silly, but also really come in handy in our...
What are they? Like, what do you mean?
Oh.
Shower, so like it's paper? Like, but they're not paper.
Right. So it's something that you can stick to the wall of your shower, and it's waterproof, but it's like a notepad, a waterproof notepad that you can write on in the shower.
Okay.
Because am I the only one who's like the most productive ever in the shower, but then you get out of the shower and it's all gone?
It's like a scientifically proven fact. It really is. Your yes. brain goes into a special creative idea generating mode mm-hmm. when you're in the shower or doing things like washing dishes, going for a walk. But truly, it's science.
Yes.
Your best ideas do come to you in the shower. Hashtag shower thoughts.
Yes.
Right. So, everybody could use this.
Yes.
I love this suggestion from Marianne of shower notes. So those are my nice ideas. Some consumables, maybe some lottery tickets, a nice knife, the shower notes. Now we're going to get into the silly ones.
Okay. These are the fun ones, right?
I had so much fun reading through these. Okay. So I was looking through these in public. I was out working at a coffee shop and I started laughing so hard. People were turning and looking at me. I was crying. Oh my goodness. Okay. No pressure. Like, you guys might not love them. But I thought they were so much fun. So Allison says, one year I bought a cat calendar from the dollar store and hot glued a picture of my face over every cat's face.
Oh my gosh.
I might have to do that for my kids. Wouldn't that be hysterical? Be like, here, you need this at school.
That is hilarious.
So she went on to add, she says, I'm not a big personality. So this isn't the kind of gift you would normally expect from me. And that's probably why it ended up being so fun and funny. She included a picture, and it's just this, like, big surprised face on this little cute cat head. Oh, my word. I died. It was so funny.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. I would have never thought of something like that, but that's hilarious.
So Angela suggested a Charmin super roll of toilet paper, and I had not heard of this. So I looked it up, and from Charmin's website, for $30, you can buy three huge rolls of toilet paper that are estimated to last an entire month.
What?
And they come with a stand because
it was just yes. I was you like, have how no do place
to
do that.
Yeah, you have no place to keep this big of toilet paper. So it's useful, right? Like, it's a consumable. People are gonna
it's
be able
consumable.
To take advantage of it. It's a consumable. Yep. But they're huge. They're massive. So that's a fun idea. Carrie suggested a yodeling pickle. Guys, this is so stupid. It's so stupid. I love it. It's just $15 on Amazon. I have to tell you guys, the reviews and the questions section on this Amazon page are well worth your time. Real quick, one of them, my favorite question was, does this thing work? And the answer is, mine has held two jobs since I first brought it home. The first was in construction, where it put in 65 hours a week with no overtime for dirt pay. Eventually, my wife and I talked it into going back to school. I graduated last year and applied for an internship at a startup in Silicon Valley. The company just posted in its second quarter profits, and it looks like our yodeling pickle now has a steady job with lots of opportunities for future growth. Best of all, it loves what it does. So, yes, it works.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, the Amazon page for this gift, the yodeling pickle, is a second gift all in itself. I recommend checking it out.
So you got to print it out, right?
Yes.
If you're going to take it,
yes.
You got to be like, here, you also have to read all of these things about it.
Oh,
so
my
funny.
Gosh, that is awesome. Love it.
Shell suggested a Bob Ross color changing mug. So when it's cold, it's just a black mug with his image on it holding a paintbrush. But when you add a hot liquid to it, it changes color. And a magical little painting appears behind him for just $16 on Amazon.
That is so fun. And I have to tell you all, AJ, my 12-year-old, is strangely obsessed with Bob Ross. So,
oh, yeah. I think he's really popular with kids these days. Like, all the teenagers
yes.
love it. He's like a meme.
Yeah.
It's meme culture, right?
Yes.
He's become a meme. So, yes, that's actually a really good one for that age group.
On trend.
Totally.
Very on trend.
Yeah.
So, I have two more to share with you. And these are both pun related. I have such a weakness for pun. This is when the crying started out in public. Okay. So Laura suggested, she linked a Moonlight Makers kitchen towel. That's the brand. You can find them on Amazon. So they're about $12 to $15. And it's just a simple white towel with a hilarious pun printed on them. So my favorites was one with an image of some kale And it says, okay, oh no.
Oh my gosh.
I love it so much. Okay. Then there's another one that says, every now and then I fall apart. You know the lyrics to that song?
Yes.
And it's a picture of a hard taco.
I think Rebecca laughing is my gift.
Yes, me too. Me too.
But then my favorite one is, it says, sweet dreams are made of cheese. Who am I to disagree?
Rebecca, that's a good one, though. That is good. If you have a punny person in your life.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Anna takes the puns all the way. I mean, oh my word. This is what she did.
Okay.
She got a container of Play-Doh. She took it out. She sprinkled in some dill seasoning, mixed it all up, put it back in the container. She changed the label. So it now says dill dough.
Oh no. My gosh.
I mean, the crowd
that
needs to be right.
Hilarious.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You
yes.
might have had like a little bit of wine.
But if you with to just the right event, some dildo, I mean, I think it could hit it out of the park. Oh my word. I was crying. I was laughing so hard in public.
That is so fun. See why we turn to you guys? I mean, you guys have the best ideas. Those are so fun and so funny. And Rebecca, I'm so curious where you live. Like, do people call them white elephant exchanges, or do they, is there a word or a phrase that like everybody knows this is what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think typically it's white elephants around here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard them called, is white elephants.
Kelly, what about up in Minnesota? For some reason, and maybe it's hillbilly culture down here, we almost always people call them Dirty Santa exchanges.
No, when you said that in the intro, I was like, I don't know what that is. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that means that I am actually a pastor's kid and I don't know what Dirty Santa means.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can be called Dirty Santa, but they don't even necessarily have to have, you know, off color
right.
gifts. It's the thing of it is like when you're doing the gift exchange, the stealing of the gifts and, you know, how intense you get about it, I guess is where the dirty part comes in. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. It's supposed to be that. No, I hadn't heard that before, though. So see, you're always enlightening me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. With our redneckisms down here.
Okay, awesomes, as many of you know, both my husband and I were public school educators before we had children. My sister, our show regular, Emily Harris, is a public school educator, and my kids go to public schools. We're a huge supporter of public schools around here. And because we live and work so closely with teachers in public schools, we know that making sure that classrooms have enough school supplies to last the whole year is a huge problem. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a very awesome solution, and that is the Kids in Need Foundation and their program, Gift a Teacher. High-need schools across the country are running out of the supplies they received at the start of the year. Teachers shouldn't have to use their own money to stay supplied after winter break. We, the awesomes, can help them create safe, positive, and equitable education experiences when we cover the costs of those core learning tools. We can help them head into the holidays knowing that when they come back to school in January, they will have fresh supplies to finish the year. So I'm asking you to head over to www.giftateacher.org, where you'll find teachers, many in or near your own community, who need basic school supplies. So I'm inviting you to discover how we can show up in a very awesome way for these teachers, their classrooms, and their students when you head to giftateacher.org. That's giftateacher.org. Okay, awesome. So you know we've talked about the high cost of fast fashion and how little changes can make a big difference for ourselves and for the world around us. Well, I'm here to tell you that not only can you make big changes to your closet, but also to your bed when you check out the amazing linens made by Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch founders Scott and Missy are on a mission to create simply exceptional items for the home that are made the right way, not the easy way. 100% of Boll & Branch products are made without harmful chemicals, pesticides, or GMOs. They're made with sustainable raw materials. They've had responsible waste and water management treatment, made in factories that prioritize workers' empowerment and sustainable incomes. And 100% of their packaging is made from recycled paper and can be recycled or repurposed. And not only are Boll & Branch sheets good for the planet and for the people who live on this planet, they're also really good for a great night's sleep. They are the softest and most comfortable sheets in the world and the only bedding loved by 3 U.S. presidents. For a limited time, you can get their their luxury flannel bedding to keep you cool sleepers warm at night. And because they breathe, they keep you warm sleepers cool. At Bowl & Branch, shipping is always free. You can try them out for 30 nights risk-free. And right now, you get $50 off your first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com with promo code AWESOME. That's right, get $50 off at bowlandbranch.com with promo code AWESOME. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Use promo code AWESOME.
Okay, well, the category that I have for this year is one that is very perplexing for so many people. And it's this kind of like, what do you get the person who has everything, or that for whatever reason, they're just really hard to shop for? For many of us, this might be our parents or grandparents or our in-laws. Just the person on the list that you're just thinking like, gosh, I don't even know. So like Rebecca, I broke down because you guys had some incredible ideas that I never would have thought of for this category. So I broke it down into some sort of subcategories. And the first one is food. Again, going with that idea that a lot of people appreciate a consumable gift, whether it's delicious food or a huge roll of toilet paper. I mean, people like to use up what they've been given. So in the food category, Kate suggested sustainable smoked salmon. And she said Pacific and Alaskan wild caught is the best choice in U.S. markets. She said it feels like a treat, but it's a nice alternative to sugary holiday treats, especially for your elderly family members. And you can feel good about where it's coming from. So I thought, yeah, that sounds really good. Especially, I think a lot of these gifts are going to be things that people wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves or go to the trouble to pick out for themselves. Another Kate, not the same Kate, but a different Kate, suggested doing a meat gift basket from a local butcher.
That's a really good idea because you're supporting local businesses too. You know, like
exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. You can call and make an order with a local butcher. She said she's done gift baskets that have like a couple of steaks, some bison burgers, maybe some jerky. She even said that the butcher that she was working with did like a whole delivery. So yeah, kind of think outside of the box a little bit, and definitely it's going to be one of those gifts that's really meaningful and really appreciated in the moment, but it's not collecting dust for years to come. A couple of other food suggestions. Teresa suggested Tucson Tamales. This is a tamale company that you can have shipped to people. They're gluten-free, they're vegetarian options. It's an easy dinner during the long winter, and who doesn't love a tamale? Oh my gosh.
I know, that's why. Did you hear me go?
I did.
Because especially having lived in a place close to Mexico in San Diego where you could get really good tamales, that's not a thing in Minneapolis. It's harder to find.
Yes. And so these come from Tucson where they know how to do tamales and you can have them shipped. So I love that idea. Awesome Jean had a couple of other specific suggestions for sending, especially, you know, if you're like having it delivered to somebody. She said that Maytag Dairy is known for their blue cheese. And she listed the website. We'll put that in the show notes. And also Pennsylvania Macaroni Co. They have great pepperoni and much more, she says. Rebecca, are you familiar with this company? Are they really in Pennsylvania?
No, they're not. It's a scandal.
It's fake news.
Fake news.
No, I'm not familiar, but that might be my bad more than anything.
And I mean, you know, the thing about Trader Joe's is that they really do have unusual food things that you are not going to find on the aisles of your local grocery store, probably. And so if you're sending them to somebody who doesn't have a Trader Joe's, or who, even if they do, just finding some of the more unusual things that Trader Joe's has and filling up a box with it, sending it to someone, or giving it at a gift exchange too, you could do that. Sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, I've never shopped at Trader Joe's. I would love that gift. That sounds fabulous.
Good to know. I'm making a mental note right now.
Yeah, me too. Did you see both Megan and I went, oh.
I know. Kelly's like, I'm sorry, what? You've never shopped at Trader Joe's?
I know that that's not that unusual because where they are, people are very obsessive, as we have made clear on this podcast. But at the same time, they're not in a lot of places of the country, and it's just not convenient for a lot of people. So even doing a basket for somebody who no longer has a Trader Joe's in their life, you know, like maybe you could figure out what their favorites are, or what your new favorites are. I have actually had somebody do that for me one time. It was a friend who had made me a beautiful little travel basket. I was leaving from her house where she had already hosted me, queen of hospitality. And as I was driving home, she gave me a little basket and it had all these like little fun things from Trader Joe's, like road food, but things that I would never have tried. you know, like that, or maybe I would have, but you know, she put together kind of like, these are some of my favorite things.
Oh, that is a good, just like anytime gift to remember. That's so great. I love that. Okay. The next category that a lot of people had suggestions in for getting for the person who kind of has everything, a lot of people had suggestions having to do with photos. So especially parents, grandparents, older family members, a lot of them love to have photo gifts. I've said on previous gift guides, my mother-in-law, the only thing she really asks for every year is a photo calendar so that she has a calendar for the upcoming year with just pictures. And we live like 20 minutes away from her, but she just loves to have pictures of the grandkids. So along with that, several people suggested doing one of those digital photo frames where you can load it up with pictures digitally. So it kind of just flips through the pictures like on a slideshow. There's also the kind where you can, I think most digital photos have this option where you can email to the photo frame and like refresh the pictures. So if you have a new batch of pictures that come in, you can send it, which is great if you're giving this to someone who's not technologically savvy, then they don't even have to like try to figure out how to put new photos on there. You can just email it to the photo frame. So a couple of ideas that I think are so beautiful. These are things that I would love, and I'm not the person who has everything, but many people suggested some kind of custom artwork. So Katie said that she said, one thing I loved doing for my mom that was extra special was I found a seller on Etsy who could do custom artwork of pets from photos. One visit home, I stole a bunch of pics of her first horse who had passed away a few years before and had a portrait done. And then now, awesome, Katie has a friend, and we'll put a link to her friend's Etsy shop in the show notes because now she has a friend who does these watercolor portraits. And Etsy has a ton of shops where you can look and see different artists who are doing them. You can look at their different styles and find one that would be a good match for you. But I love that lots of people love to do those pet portraits. Another one, though, is a house portrait. One of the awesome suggested she had done a gift for her mom, a watercolor portrait of the home that her mother had grown up in. So she had a picture of that. Yes, I thought that was so beautiful. Actually gave me chills when I read it. She had a picture of the home that her mother had grown up in and had that made then by an artist into a beautiful painting. So this is one, this last one I love so much. And it makes me even just a little bit teary-eyed to think about it. One of the awesome suggested, and I'm so sorry to whoever suggested this because I forgot to write the name down for this, but it's such a beautiful idea. Having artwork done based on a family member's handwriting. So she found an Etsy shop where you can submit handwriting from a loved one, somebody maybe who is, you know, still alive or somebody who's passed on. And this artist will take that handwriting and put it on like canvas art. So maybe a picture or like she said, she did one with some vintage nursery rhyme illustrations with the nursery rhyme for the kids. And I was looking through this artist's shop. The shop is called Handwritten Sentiment Shop. And another thing that I thought was so cool that she has in her shop is you can convert handwritten recipes into wall art. So if you send in or send a picture of, like if you have your grandmother or your great aunt, your mother's recipes in their handwriting, you can have that turned into this beautiful canvas that you can put on your wall. And it's just like, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. I don't know. It's just so meaningful to me. So many great ideas. Again, Etsy has a ton of artists who are doing this kind of artwork. So, okay, a couple more I wanted to hit. Practically speaking, Jennifer suggested you could do something like a fancy umbrella. She suggested like especially the Kate Spade ones, which, you know, most everybody needs an umbrella, but who's going to actually go out of their way to find a fancy one? So I thought that was really fun. Allison suggested these Luminade lanterns. They're basically like solar lanterns and solar chargers, and you can take them camping. You can keep them on hand for emergencies. You can have fun with them like at a sleepover, have them on hand when the power goes out, but they fold flat and they don't take batteries. So it's just like a really handy, practical thing to have on hand, which again, you're probably not going to pick up for yourself, but if someone gives you one, it's really nice to have on hand. Another one is a subscription to My Garden Box. Every month they send you a pot, a live plant, and accessories that can go along with gardening. You could do, you know, a varying month subscription for that. Awesome Kelly said that she did a 3-month subscription that was about $110. I mean, that's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving. If you are able to take care of it and keep it growing and all of those types of things, then you have a gift that's going to last a lot longer, long past the holidays. So I thought that was fun. Another idea was giving somebody a Costco membership. I was like, oh, that's fun. If you have a Costco in the area, we have a brand new Costco that I have not been to yet, believe it or not.
It's like perfect for your family, Megdeet. I just do my regular grocery shopping at Costco. People will look at me and say, oh, you're having a party? And I'm like, I have 4 kids and 2 of them are teenagers. This is just regular. This is just weekly.
This is just family life.
Costco's amazing. So that's a great idea, though, because so many people are like, well, you know, yeah. But it's kind of pricey. So just getting a membership, it gives somebody something that they might use all year. It's very practical.
Totally. So fun. A couple of unusual ones that people suggested. Amanda said that she loves the idea of a remote control cooler. So it's a cooler and you control it by remote control. You can take it, you know, somewhere like to the beach or when you're out camping, something like that. Again, just like a fun little thing.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you control with the cooler?
I was going to say, like, does it open? Does it?
Yeah, does it play music?
Like, opens?
Are there lights? What do you control?
The temperature?
I think you can drive it around. It looks like
It has wheels?
Yeah, it has wheels.
Oh.
Yes.
You don't have to, like, stand out of your chair.
Right.
You're like, cooler, bring me a beer.
Yes,
and it,
exactly.
Like, dries over. So it's
yes,
like.
It's a cooler on wheels. So it's like a remote control car, except it's a cooler. It has your beer and whatever else inside. And you can do those in all different kinds of sports teams and all kinds of fun things. So I was like, oh my gosh, again, something that you would not necessarily buy for yourself that could be a really great gift for somebody. I loved this idea from Janie. She said, my dad is living his retirement like a pirate in the Florida Keys. So we adopted a sea turtle in his honor at the Sea Turtle Hospital. He takes visiting friends and family there and loves to point out his turtle named Rebel. And he especially likes that he doesn't have to be responsible for him. So I thought that was so fun. And of course, there's all kinds of things you can adopt, whether it's an animal or I think you can like adopt a star or, you know, various name a star, things like that. And, you know, some of the last ideas were basically doing, you know, like we've talked about doing experience gifts for kids. The idea, you know, kind of do that for adults in your life too. So Carrie talked about doing for her parents things like an overnight at a bed and breakfast, tickets to their favorite concert, tickets to a sports game, a fishing charter. She said one year they did a dolphin watching boat ride on a vacation that they were already going on. So as a gift, they gave them this boat ride to go out and do dolphin watching while they were on their vacation. So in the past few years, I think a lot more people are thinking more and more about experiences instead of things. So taking that idea and doing it for the grownups in your life that already do have anything they could want to buy, giving them the gift of an experience too seems like a really cool thing to do. So,
yeah, I really like that idea of splurging on something extra for an already planned vacation. That's really smart.
It really is. And especially if these are for parents or grandparents, older family members, a lot of times, you know, the siblings could go in together and really be able to give them something really big and meaningful instead of like several smaller sort of trinkety kinds of things. So yeah, so hopefully that's got some ideas going for you all as you're shopping for the people that are, well, hard to shop for in your life. Kelly, you have the category, speaking of people who are hard to shop for.
That's right.
Let's zero in on one big category of that, men, the men in our lives.
Right, which in some ways, you're right, they do overlap. So a lot of the things that you just said could obviously apply to a man in your life, to your dad, to your brother, to your husband, or somebody else who has that sort of a taste. But I got to look through the list from the Awesomes of specific gifts recommended for men, and there were so many good things. So I've kind of split them up into categories. Some of my favorite ones, by no means am I covering them all. So I would say probably for all of us, right? We could say we just tried to pick out a few, but if you are listening to us talk about these categories and you want even more, we will put the links directly to the threads in the Hangout in our show notes that you can go and read the whole thing, the extensive collection of awesome gifts by Awesomes for Awesomes. So I would say in the thread of gifts for men, the most recommended. There were several people, Francis, Rachel, I think there were even a few more, who said a Yeti mug or tumbler or even a Lowball, mm-hmm. right? So this is like the number one most recommended, right? This is like what Amazon does when they say,
yes,
oh, most recommended, highly recommended, number one recommended. This is it. So if you have a man in your life who doesn't have a Yeti, obviously that's part of it, right? Maybe they already have something, but if they don't, I think the cool thing about a Yeti is that it can work for whatever they like to drink.
Yeah.
So this doesn't have to be for somebody who you're like, well, they don't really drink coffee. Okay, but they can put cold drinks in it. It's going to work across the beverage spectrum.
Yeah.
To make the man in your life happy. And of course, they're not the cheapest things. So going along with the theme of things that maybe people aren't going to buy themselves, it feels a little bit of a splurge. But yet it's still not that expensive. You know, these are not $200 mugs that you have to get. And of course, you can customize them. You can get them. I know they come in every sports team imaginable, college, pro. You can get whatever you want. So you can look for those. Of course, we'll put a link to Amazon. But a Yeti is a great gift. The number one most recommended gift for a man by the Awesomes.
That's so funny. Like on Amazon, when you're looking something up, it'll sometimes tag it like Amazon's choice. The Yeti is Awesome's choice for men.
It is Awesome's choice. Yes. If only we could make that in our own little awesome store.
Exactly.
If we could be like, Awesome's choice, yes. Give it a little badge. Okay, so here's another category. They're all kind of small. So a lot of people said when they think about the men of their life, they think like, what can I do? They like alcohol, like not in a way that's like, let's get them all drunk, but just how can I splurge and treat them? So several people, Megan was one, said whiskey, mm-hmm. because I know that's trendy. A lot of men like whiskey. Women like whiskey too, but that's a nice bottle of whiskey or scotch. And then Meredith suggested if you wanted to have something to go along with that or something that somebody maybe already has the whiskey stones.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they're the rocks. They mm-hmm. kind of look like square. Sometimes they look more pebble, but they are cold. You would put them in the fridge or the freezer,
yes.
and then you can put them in your drink and it keeps the drink cold without diluting it at all.
Yes.
So they make things like that. You could put it in anything. It wouldn't have to be just for whiskey, but you can get some nice ones that could be just for whiskey. They're not going to be stolen by any of the kids or misplaced. So it could just be for the man in your life. I thought those were great ideas. Plus, something that we've talked about before here on Sort of Awesome is an advent calendar. And they for sure make beer advent calendars. So if you wanted to get the gift early, since that's part of the reason why we're releasing this before Thanksgiving, several places, I'm pretty sure that World Market does a beer advent calendar. I know Costco does. They're not always the cheapest things because it's like a whole bottle of beer in there for a month, you know, but what a fun idea. And that might be something where you could go in with other people in your family. Or there was another awesome who said that she has a brother, I think, who really likes root beer. So she put together a root beer pack.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, so it doesn't have to be an advent calendar. And even with the beer, you know, it doesn't have to be something that you give them before Christmas. It could be after. You could put together a collection. We have some local breweries here that I did that one year for my brother and brother-in-law. We went and got some little growlers and then a little ticket to be like, you can go and try and get like your favorite, a growler of whatever beer that they have on tap right now that you want.
Yes.
So there's lots of ways to, you know, to customize and make that personal to the men in your life. I have another category called hobbies. So this, just think about that. I think that's what I loved reading about it is as you start to put some of these in categories, you're like, okay. So like there was one who had great recommendations for CrossFit enthusiasts, you know, like tape or things that they're going to use up. But if you're like, well, that's not the men that I'm thinking of, that's not their thing. What is their thing? Do they really like technology? So another Meredith had suggested a wireless charging pad.
Mm. Yes.
So those are still kind of new and they're so convenient, you know, and even if they have one, maybe they need one at the office or they need one somewhere else. It's a nice gift. So some sort of a technology sort of a gift. Molly recommended a record player and then, you know, one of their favorite vinyl records, which I know has been a great idea for a lot of people. So some maybe they already have a record player. You could still go look for a vinyl that you think that they need in their collection, right?
Yes.
They're not super expensive and they're really fun. It can be a great gift for people, especially I've seen some people do this for milestone birthdays for men in their lives. They have gotten them some sort of a turntable and then had other family members or friends bring, like that's their gift. They're like, I'm going to get him the turntable. Everybody go and get your favorite vinyl or record that you think that he would really want. And that can be your gift.
Yes.
So there's a theme and then they have like a nice little collection to play that night or when everybody's sitting around. Maybe they're an outdoorsy person. So Aaron recommended a camping hammock, you know, the kind that you can string between trees. Those are super popular, also not expensive. We will link to that in Amazon. Somebody else had a great collection of, like, I want to be prepared tools. So there was like a knife and a compass and, you know, all these things. So it was like $30 and it's a collection of I'm always going to be prepared Boy Scout way tools to get you through life emergencies.
Like end of the world might happen.
Yes.
Survival kit.
Yes, exactly. It didn't have like a little whiskey flask in there, but that was like the only thing it was missing. You know what I mean? Like it had every other tool. It was pretty cool. It's one of those things that you can find that you haven't thought of until you look at Amazon and then they tell you. So I think thinking of the hobbies that the men in your life, those are some ideas to get your gears spinning. Several people recommended clothes. So again, this is in that category of, yes, they already have clothes, but maybe I will splurge and get them something nicer or something new. Like Rebecca, you were saying about the knives, socks seems so boring, but really good socks, wool socks for winter or Bombas socks, which are super comfortable. And it's one of those things that people often put off buying, right? Absolutely that and underwear, right? People just are like, oh, they just put it off. So you saying like, I'm going to buy you these nice socks, even though it might seem very utilitarian, I think it's a real treat. Several recommended the smart wool sweaters.
Yes. Yeah.
That's new to me, but they said, you know, really they're great for men. They can be even dressed up a little bit because they're not a thick, chunky fisherman wool. They're thin, right? So you're saying yes.
Yes.
Do you have some? Does Kyle have some?
No, he's not a sweater person. But as I was looking for gift ideas, I came across that several times. So I guess those are kind of a thing right now.
Right. And they're not cheap, but they would be, you know, wool is an investment piece sort of a thing. If you get a nice, thin, really well-made wool sweater, you can wear that for years and years. So that's a great one. Or, of course, t-shirts. So often, the people in our lives, men and women, we are on the hunt always for that perfect t-shirt that is warm and is comfortable and is not a lot of money. Both Elise and Claire recommended the Lindale t-shirts at Target right now. They're just a crew, solid color t-shirt, but they said they're just not super expensive, but really nice quality. And you can get in a lot of colors, so that's nice. Liz recommended, and I don't remember this, Meg. She said that she got the Woven t-shirt subscription after hearing you talk about it on the show. I don't know if it was last year's gift guide, if it was just an Awesome of the Week, and I missed it somehow.
It was an Awesome of the Week. And then when Kyle and I did our recent one at the end of the summer, our episode together, he talked about it again. It's truly like the most life-changing gift he's ever got.
Yeah.
He loves Woven t-shirts.
So I remember you talking about a t-shirt subscription, but I had forgotten the name.
Yes.
So when I was doing the research for this and reading what the Awesomes had said, I went and looked it up. And you guys, it's like $15 for a graphic t-shirt, one you get every month. Mm-hmm. They have the past designs on there. So if you're like, well, what do you mean? They're brilliant and, you know, different colors, but kind of all neutralies. So that way they could wear them with whatever it that is. And I think even for teenagers, college students, like that's so practical.
And
it's not super expensive.
I know we're talking about men, but they did finally just release, they now have a women's subscription too.
Oh.
So it's the same design right now. It's the same design that they have each month for men, they're doing for women, but it's in a women's fitted cut t-shirt. So
nice. Same price?
I think it is the same price.
Around, yeah, like, so it's like $13 for the t-shirt and $2 for shipping is what it said for the graphic tee. And you can get it in a solid color too, but I think the graphic tee is what everybody is, you know, makes it fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are the last three. These are just ones that I thought were so brilliant and I had not thought of before. This first one here is like the dovetail between the two. It is a clothing that is an unusual gift. It is a t-shirt blanket.
Oh.
So this is also not super inexpensive and you'd have to do it a little bit in advance. Maybe if you have this week, you know, like Thanksgiving's late this year, but if you can grab all these t-shirts and then you can send it away and somebody will make it into a blanket using, of course, probably the graphic part of the tee that you have. So this is why I think it's brilliant is that so many men, and not just men, but I think it's probably worse for men than for women, have these t-shirts with great sentimental value and they don't want to get rid of them. But yet we have a closet of 20 t-shirts that we don't wear enough, you know? So if you are able, it's like a twofer, right? If you're like, he really needs to get rid of some of these t-shirts, but he's never going to let me, you know, put them in the Goodwill bag or just toss them out. Here, you can go in and grab them all and he can have the memento. And yet you've cleared out your closet. So I just think it's a brilliant gift. If somebody is graduating from high school or college, you know, like where they've got all of these memories that they want to keep and take with them, but maybe they don't even fit anymore. You know, they've been growing. So I think I've seen it before where people will do that with baby clothes or something like that, which I think can be a really sweet gift. You know, oftentimes it's for moms or that sort of stuff. But I think that the t-shirt blanket is brilliant when applied to a man.
Yep. So good.
So my last two, one, Katie mentioned the backyard heater. So you guys know, I had never thought about buying one of these. They are in restaurants everywhere. The big propane lamps.
Yeah.
They look like a lamp. You know, they're tall and they're on patios of restaurants across America.
Yeah.
You know, in the summer in California, they're not just in the summer. They're everywhere all the time. You can get one for like $150.
Oh my gosh.
From like a Lowe's or a Home Depot. And then you can extend the life of you getting to be outside with easily. You just turn it on. It takes propane. Bada bing, bada boom. So I'm like, that is brilliant,
that
quite actually.
It is. I never would
have thought they were a lot more expensive than
that's
that.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. I would have not thought they were that affordable.
I clicked through and I was like, well, yeah, but it's going to be $700 or something. Or it's going to be $50, but it's actually like a 12-inch one, right, like that sits on a table. You're thinking you're getting one to put up. No, that's how much they are. They're like the big ones. And so even one can make such a big difference,
yes,
you know, to be able to do spring or summer, or if you're in a place that's warmer than Minnesota, even through the winter. So I think that's brilliant. And then my last one is more of an experience, a gift to give that's a thing. Mary suggested that you get their car detailed.
Oh, yeah.
Or even a gift certificate, right? That's, again, one of those things that a lot of us think that would be so nice. And it would make me maybe like driving again for a little while before the car gets trashed. You know, when everything is clean and sleek and you're like, that's right, I kind of like this car and it's a nice place to be. So what a brilliant gift, because detailing a car is not the cheapest thing. Most of us think about it, I think, and then we look at the price tag and we're like, oh, not today. Not today. Maybe next time when I come through. So saying here, I'm going to spend the money, go get your car detailed and make it look really shiny and smell good again is a brilliant gift to give to anyone, really. But I think a man would especially appreciate it.
Oh, that's,
you know,
so
my father-in-law gave that as a gift to Nate and I 1 year for Christmas, and he did the work himself. Like, he didn't outsource it, but he took the car and gave it a good wash and clean and cleaned the inside,
right,
and everything. And it was a fantastic gift.
Really
good.
Gift
of service that you can pull off. It was really, really nice.
Totally. So good.
Okay, Awesomes, we're talking all about gifts today. I'm wondering what products you have been eyeing and hoping would go on sale on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. And I'm wondering if Legacy Box made your shortlist. Legacy Box makes such a great gift because you know that you or someone that you love have boxes of maybe old videotapes or photos that are just collecting dust in closets or in attics. You guys, our pasts shape our future. Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come? I know ours weren't. As I've mentioned before, Kyle and I had wedding pictures taken 21 years ago. We did not have any kind of digital source or backup for those pictures. We literally just had the printed pictures in our wedding album. Sending those in to be digitized by Legacy Box was so easy. Once you go online and purchase the box that you need, Legacy Box sends you a kit. You fill it with all of the media you want to have digitized, slap on a prepaid mailing label, and send it back. Legacy Box takes it from there. In a couple of weeks, you're going to get all of your originals back, and plus you get your perfectly preserved digital copies. They're ready to watch, share, and relive. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, forget about doorbusters and head to LegacyBox.com for their best deal of the year. Your life's biggest moments call for some big savings. You guys are going to get 60% off Black Friday and Cyber Monday orders. While everyone else is going crazy trying to get the best deals this Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you can relax knowing that you saved big on saving your memories. A lifetime of one-of-a-kind memories, that's irreplaceable. So order your Legacy Box today to take advantage of the Legacy Box Black Friday Cyber Monday sale for a limited time. Take an unprecedented 60% off. Go to legacybox.com/awesome to get 60% off of your first order. Save your time and memories. Go to legacybox.com/awesome and save 60%.
Okay, well, we also have, in addition to all of these amazing actual gift suggestions, we have some ideas for how to stuff the stockings. And I am so glad to have these suggestions because stocking stuffers, I don't know why every year I'm like so stressed about them. I don't know, you know, like I, first of all, I can't remember what I gave the kids last year and just gathering all of the little bits and pieces. I am so ready for some fresh ideas. Rebecca, were you going to do kids stocking stuffers for us?
Okay.
Yes, I have some suggestions for some of the younger kids. So Heather had a lot of good suggestions. She said scotch tape, washi tape, Lego minifigures, single serving boxes of cereal, gel pens, and travel games.
Just scotch tape,
guys,
right? Just like
so
tape,
many
tape,
of
tape.
You said tape. So many said tape.
That's funny.
It's like, yes, yes, just tape, just scotch tape. A lot of people said washi tape, but so many people even just said scotch tape. It's like, that's the awesome approved stocking stuffer
awesome
for this
choice.
Year is scotch tape.
That's funny.
Another really popular suggestion was flashlights and batteries. And Amy specifically suggested headlamps, which is brilliant. I love that idea. Another super popular one was toothbrushes. And I personally have done this lots of times. I'm sure you guys have too. I think that one's super popular. Meredith said that she found $4 lightsaber toothbrushes at Walmart and that her little boys just love them and that their teeth brushing habits have skyrocketed.
Well, and
so
a few
smart.
Years ago, I'll add to this because I got this for a stocking stuffer. They had toothbrushes that played music. Do you guys remember these? They played a little bit of music, and when you brushed your teeth, the music, you could hear it inside your head. It went through your bones.
No, I don't like that.
No, it's actually really, really cool. It's really, really cool. For at least a week, my kids brushed their teeth voluntarily. That's the only week in my whole life that I didn't have to be like, have you brushed your teeth? And they went,
Yes.
You can hear it outside of the toothbrush. And I'm sure they still have them somewhere. But like once you touch it to your tooth, it goes in through. It's pretty darn cool.
Okay. It sounds awesome until you say it like travels through your bones. And then I'm just like, no, please stay out of my bones.
Well, it's just vibrations. You know, I know. I know what you're saying. Like, ooh, creepy. I'm hearing it inside my head. But it is. And it's cool. I think it's the cool factor. That's what we're always after with these like stocking stuffers, right? Especially something like tape or, you know, Band-Aids,
totally.
Where it's like something that they're going to use anyway. They're going to use a toothbrush, hopefully. And so you're just kind of trying to make it fun and cool again for a little bit.
Yes. Well, I have plenty more of cool suggestions. Karen said, my kids love the plus plus construction toy tubes. They're perfect stocking stuffers, and the small ones are only $7.99 on Amazon. So I had not heard of this.
That's what I was going to say. I saw that and I was like, I should go look it up. And then I forgot. So I'm obviously showing my age here. I don't know what it is.
Okay. I looked it up. Plus plus construction tubes. They're basically like an alternative to Legos or Kinects. It's just another plastic construction little game that you can do. So they have free play ones where you can just get a tube of them and they're all different colors and you can just make whatever you want. But then they also have ones that are specific kits that have step-by-step instructions, kind of like you would expect from like a Lego kit. And they just have tons of them, guys. They have like a unicorn, llama, sloth, taco, superhero, astronaut. I mean, just like all kinds of ridiculous ones. And they come in these little plastic tubes. The website actually called themselves like the number one restaurant toy or something. And I was like, ah,
that's
yes. It's like
brilliant.
That kind
yes.
of gift, that kind of toy. It's something you throw in the diaper bag. It's something you throw in your purse to entertain out on the go, but then also like at home, like you can totally just, you know, play with these on the dining room table too. So I thought that they were really cool. They make bigger ones that you could also give, but they also have these mini ones that are perfect for stockings. Mary suggested for older elementary kids, canary knife. I had never heard of this either. She says it goes through cardboard like butter, but doesn't cut the skin like a knife would.
Oh my gosh, I've never even heard of that.
I hadn't either. It's $10 on Amazon. It's basically good for anybody who is cutting a lot of cardboard. But when you're talking about kids having like free play and constructive play and making things out of cardboard, it's just like a super easy knife for cutting cardboard. And then Erin added on to that and said that her son found this book that would be a perfect complement to the canary knife. It's $14 on Amazon called Out of the Box, 25 Cardboard Engineering Projects for Makers. And it's basically just like a how-to guide for all these different projects that you can make out of old boxes. And then you have your canary knife to do the cutting. It's brilliant.
That is so smart. I am literally putting that in my cart right now for at least one of the twins, if not both of them, because they are obsessed with cardboard box building, making all of the things. So
in the description, we will have
perfect.
A link to the canary knife, but they also have a 3-pack. So So you could order that too. You can get more than one in a pack. So Brianna said milk magic straws. It's a straw you drink regular plain white milk through, and it changes the flavor of the milk. I had never heard of this.
No, I haven't either.
I looked it up. You can get them on Amazon for like $12 to $15. They have a bunch of different flavors like strawberry, chocolate, vanilla milkshake, cotton candy, banana strawberry. They're listed as saying that they're really good for picky eaters. It gets a way to get like good dairy in them. They obviously have some sugar in them, but they're not like over the top like candy. They're magic milk straws. I mean, who knew? She also had another good idea. She says, I have had great success with blacklight flashlights and blacklight tape. She says, send the kids into the basement with these and they are entertained for hours. I have bought a multi-pack of the blacklight tape and just divide the colors up between the stockings. That way everyone has their own, but they can also pool their resources together for bigger projects. And a multi-pack of blacklight tape is only like $10 for several rolls. Why am I not thinking of these things? The Awesomes are so good at this.
So brilliant.
So one last really sweet, sentimental suggestion is from Rebecca. And she says, I make mini photo albums for each child of all the pics from throughout the year. I try to include major holidays and a picture with their teacher, usually from the grade they had completed that year. These albums have become the first thing they look for in their stockings. We keep all of our pictures on our phones, and it's easy to find an app to create them in just a few clicks. She went on to explain that she personally uses the Walgreens app, but, you know, you could use, like, pretty much any photo app, I think, for this. I am a huge fan of chatbooks, and you could set up a simple chatbooks for this really easily. That's just really sweet. What a fun tradition.
Yeah, and you're right that we are used to keeping our photos on our phones.
Yep.
But our kids aren't seeing our phones even maybe as much as we are, right?
Oh, that's so great.
And they love that sort of a thing. I would say that even just my chatbooks, my normal ones that I make for my Instagram, Rebecca, my kids, like when I get one, they open it first. You know, like they just can't wait, even though it's half the time it's not pictures that pertain to them. You know, it's like, look at my backyard or some sunset picture, you know, all the weird stuff that we share on Amazon, my food. And they just love to look at pictures in their hands. It's a novel for them.
So great. Okay, so Rebecca covered the kiddos in their stockings for us. I wanted to share some suggestions for grownups, which is unusual for me. Kyle and I traditionally have not done stockings, like, ever. We've been married for 21 years. We're just, I don't know, we just haven't ever done it. But apparently doing stockings for everybody, everyone in the family, is really a big deal in lots of families. So here were some of the suggestions. Brandy suggested this, but a lot of other people also said, going back to what Rebecca even suggested earlier, scratch off lottery tickets can be really fun to pop into a stocking. Carrie suggested for someone who works in front of a screen, some blue light glasses. Make it easier on the eyes. Those blue light blocker glasses could be fun to pop into a stocking. Casey suggested this. She said that the women in her family are obsessed with this ice roller. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to this. It's like a jade roller. It's one of those rollers that you use on your face, but this has, it specifically has like a frozen part that you do the rolling with. I'm using my hands to try to explain this to Kelly and Rebecca. I know that my words, my words are not explaining it very well. But if you're familiar with the concept of a jade roller or any of these rollers that kind of are supposed to soothe puffiness in your face, those types of things, this one does that, except it is frozen. And so she said she does use it for puffiness around her eyes in the mornings, but it's also really good for headaches and sore muscles. And she said that her parents and her fiance loved getting those ice rollers last year. So I thought that was really fun. Melody suggested doing a beer stocking. She does one for her husband with fancy stuff that he wouldn't normally buy. And along that same line of thinking, Jennifer said that she and her husband stick mini booze bottles in each other's stockings because it's a fun way to try new things without committing to a whole bottle. So I thought that was really fun. Some of the other ones that you would really, you know, kind of think of, like, you know, just the idea of doing a splurge or an upgrade on something that somebody already likes, like coffee, tea, those kinds of things are very popular suggestions for grown-up stockings. Liz suggested it's a little bit too late for this now that we're in Thanksgiving week, but she said that throughout the year, whenever she goes on a vacation or even a work trip, that she'll pick up little things, just like little trinkets, little almost souvenir type things, and then gather those at the end of the year and put them in stockings for people. So that's a fun way to, you know, kind of be thinking about your stocking giving all year round. And then I thought this was really great. Emily said, my husband is not great at stocking stuffers, so my best friend and I have been trading stockings for years. We get all the trinkets and random little things we absolutely love, and our spouses do not have the pressure of living up to our expectations. She said she highly recommends it. And I thought that was so fun too, because like I said, Kyla and I are not, we've never done a stocking exchange, but I think it would be really fun to do with a friend, because you know a friend is going to get you all the cute little fun stuff that is going to be really fun to get. So I thought that was really fun. Kelly, give us some ideas just that you saw from the stocking stuffer list that sounded like would be good to grab this year.
Yeah, well, and I think that in so many ways, a lot of the things that we've already talked about, you might be thinking, well, I technically have a teen, but they would love that sort of a thing, you know? So this will be a little bit shorter just because I think that it's easy to pull from both things sometimes when you're talking about teenagers. But one of my favorites, and we've talked about it a little bit, but is food for teenagers, you know, really getting them the thing that they love that lots of times you as a parent or as a grandparent, or you're going to be like doling out. Actually, for my son who just had his birthday, his sister bought him two huge tubs of these sour gummy bears. They're really big ones that we get from this specialty store here in town. And like normally if I buy those, you know, like you get a few and you get a few and we're like, you may have these however you see fit. So to do something like that for a stocking, I think is really, that's the fun of it, right? So we've done, and several people mentioned sugary cereal of some sort. Like it could be either those sample boxes, it could be a sample pack, or it could be their favorite cereal that you're like, normally I'm not going to buy and just let you eat this because it's like more sugar than there is actual grain. But that's fun. Somebody else mentioned that they do ice cream. I thought that was so fun. Like a pint of ice cream. Everybody gets ice cream. And what do you, I don't know if they get to eat it on Christmas morning, but you could do that too. You could be like, this is what we eat while we open our gifts. Everybody eats their ice cream before breakfast. I mean, that's crazy, right? That's how it goes. Like, that's the cool thing about having these sorts of things in your stocking. Somebody mentioned a campfire starter. And so I think it was with the headlamps that you mentioned, Rebecca, which can be so great for, you know, younger kids. I don't know that you would want to give your 8-year-old a campfire starter.
Nope. Not mine.
Not mine either.
Yeah.
But I will say that we did get some on a camping trip recently for the teenage boys that we were with. And I'm not kidding you. They spent like the next 2 days trying to like light fires off of the flint. Like they were so excited. It was very primal for them. And yet it's practical, you know, and it wasn't a lighter. So it's not like they're just going to start everything on fire.
Exactly.
They would have probably liked to. But it was like something that they could kind of play with and try to make it work. Several people mentioned just little mementos from the year, you know? So this is kind of like that picture book, but it's in a more tangible form. So you might have to be thinking about this one for next year. But, you know, when you go on a trip, grabbing a little magnet or some little thing that it's like a matter of saying to them, remember this, I liked being with you at that moment.
Yes.
Some way to be able to acknowledge kind of that memory with them. And then this is one of my very favorite, is a beauty box from Target. I think that was an awesome of the week for me one time, or maybe you, I don't remember.
I think it was yours.
Somewhere in sort of awesome time frame, I got this idea of the beauty box. So if you guys have not heard of this, it's at Target. I think that probably other stores do them too, but at Target, they're $7. Every month they come out with a different box and it has little trial size between like 5 and 8 things for you to sample. And lots of times they have themes. For sure, at Christmas time, they call it the Advent Calendar Beauty Box. It's a little bit more money. It's usually 12 days. So I think you could give it to somebody for Christmas, you know, or put it in their stocking. And then they get a little gift the next after Christmas, right? It doesn't have to be before. Things to try. And they also have started to do them for men.
Oh, fun.
So that's a change. So they have now a monthly beauty box for men, too, that has, you know, shampoo and shaving cream and, you know, even masks, things that would be more for the male palate. So $7, and there's like lots of little trinkety consumable things in there that I think that teenagers would love.
That's it. So great. So many fun ideas in there. So, oh my goodness, you guys, these were just some of the highlights, but there were hundreds and hundreds of comments on all of these threads combined. So like Kelly said, we will have a link in the show notes so that if you are in the Hangout group, you can easily go back and reference these as you're putting your holiday gift giving together for yourself, for your family, your friends. So awesome. Thank you all so much who contributed to these. This was really inspiring for the gift giving season this year. So if you would like to have some follow-up conversation with us about gifts and giving and all of these things, you know, you can find us on social media. Rebecca, remind everyone where we can find you all around the web.
You can find my blog at simplyrebecca.com, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at simplyrebecca.
Okay, and Kelly?
You're going to find me in the Hangout or on Twitter or Instagram at kellygordonmn.
Okay, and I am Sorta Awesome Meg on social media. You can find the show on Twitter at Sorta Awesome Pod. And you can find us anytime on Facebook at facebook.com/sortaawesome. Happy, happy holiday season ahead to all of you who are listening. And thank you all so much for listening. We will see y'all next time.
Sorta Awesome was created and is hosted by me, Meg Teets. Sarah Robertson is our assistant producer, and production collaboration comes from Kelly Gordon and Rebecca Hoffer. Kelly Gordon is our digital media producer, and we are so thankful for the ongoing support from our listener supporters. Music is provided by the band Prager. You can find more of Prager's music at pragermusic.com. To find show notes on this and every episode of Sorta Awesome, and also to spread the Sorta Awesome love to all of your friends, you can head on over to sortaawesomeshow.com.